Welcome back to the Nutrition Unmeasured podcast. I'm your host, Gina Forrester, a registered dietitian and intuitive eating counselor from Columbus, Ohio. Go Bucks! This episode is brought to you by my personal intuitive eating and wellness program. Allow me to be your personal coach through the 10 principles of intuitive eating. During this journey, you'll receive a workbook to have throughout, a helpful body positivity journal, access to me at any time, and bi-weekly one-on-one calls to keep you accountable to yourself and motivated to change and find peace with food and your body. Before getting started today, I'd love to ask for a review if you're really enjoying this podcast. Reviews only take a few seconds, and they just really help me grow the listenership, and of course, I'd appreciate it so much. All right, updates since our last episode, or since the last episode with Megan Lyons on gut health. If you haven't checked that out, go ahead and check that out after listening to this episode, of course. It was a great one, interview with Megan, all about gut health, and oh my gosh, we talked about everything from what's normal, what's not normal, and what can we do that's simple to improve our gut health today. Anyway, update since that episode, we went on a spring break trip to Gatlinburg. Have you ever been to Gatlinburg? I'm wondering. If you have, let me know, because I would love to hear your thoughts. Did you love it? Did you hate it? Were you indifferent? We went during spring break, which, if you can imagine, was a very busy time. The kids absolutely loved it because there were things to do at every corner. The only downside was that there was just so much traffic. I mean, if you can imagine, it was spring break. The traffic was just kind of a nightmare. So getting there took about 7-8 hours, where it should have only taken less than 6. Getting home took us 9 hours. But not only the traffic there and back, but the traffic while we were in Gatlinburg was just absolutely absurd. We could barely hike any of the, you know, national parks because they were just so busy. But we managed. We managed to have a really good time. We went with a couple of different families who have kids that are our kids' same age. So it was a lot of fun. We wouldn't take it back. We would probably do it again if we had the choice. So we also had a really great house with an indoor pool and a hot tub, which all, of course, made it probably that much more fun. So yes, I would suggest it, but just be prepared for lots of traffic. All right, so today I'm talking about body connection, and I'm really excited for this episode. Here's the thing. We have an epidemic of body disconnection. And this was how dietitian and food and body image healer Marcy Evans started her course on body image, which I'm currently taking. If you're interested in that, I will put a link to that course in the show notes. But we have an epidemic of body disconnection. I really thought this quote was accurate and poignant. We've been raised to think that our body is a problem, especially if that body is not straight sized, and that our body is meant to be controlled, not that we are meant to listen to and trust our body. We've been raised to believe the signals we get from our bodies are wrong and that we need willpower to ignore them. But what we've been raised to believe is simply not true. So let's start by talking about what is body connection. In doing some research for this episode, I came across a website called mindful.org. And within this website was an article on body connection and embodiment. Here's what it said. It is a state of being in which you feel connected and attuned to your body and senses. It is a state in which the mind listens to the body. Ultimately, it is a state of being in which the division between mind and body dissolves. You feel embodiment when you drop down from your thinking mind into the feeling body. I read in one of my favorite books, which I've referred to many times on this podcast, called Reclaiming Body Trust by Dana Sturtevant and Hilary Knavy, the following quote. When you start to experience your body below the neck, it is a lot like entering the wilderness. You're leaving the familiar territory handed to you by the culture. Experiencing our body from the neck down is how we truly connect. Starting to experience our body below the neck, outside of our thoughts, beliefs, and judgments, and more about connecting with our body based on physical sensations. Body connection can look many different ways. It could be physical, mental, spiritual, but body connection means judgment and self-loathing take a backseat. So what are some clues that we may be disconnected from our body? Like we talked about body connection, you know, just before, you know, previously, I'm talking about what body connection means and what it might feel like. That division is broken between mind and body. But what are some clues that we might be disconnected and not connected with our body? So maybe you can stop this podcast and think about what are some things that you've experienced that might indicate body disconnection? Or maybe you can even think of it in another way. What are some clues that you are truly connected to your body? So think about that for a moment. I want to see if you can think of any examples of that, of either of those, body connection or body disconnection. So some clues that we are disconnected from our body and our moment-to-moment experiences are thoughts that might be more urgent, such as, I must do this, or I should, or I have to. When you find yourself having urgent black and white thinking thoughts about your body, it's a sign that you may be disconnected. And no, this does not mean that you're bad or you're a bad person or you failed, not at all. We will all have these moments of disconnection from time to time. But the practice of identifying this disconnection is truly what is needed to begin that healing process. So noticing those thoughts, catching those thoughts and identifying them as, whoa, that is my mind. That's my thinking going on. Am I overanalyzing something? Is this true? Am I disconnected from my physical body right now? Am I getting too much into my mind, overthinking something? Is it really as urgent as I think? Or do I need to sit back, take a deep breath, and remind myself that I am safe and that it doesn't need to happen right away? Whatever my thought is, I'm okay. I'm safe. I'm fine. So I really want you to think about that for a moment. And this takes so much practice. I'm not saying this as if you might be able to even identify it right away, because it does take a lot of practice. But here's the thing, body connection, it's important. Again, it takes practice, a lot of practice to find body connection and true embodiment, but it is important. And why? Why is body connection so important? So again, I'm going back to that book, Reclaiming Body Trust, one of my favorite books by Dana Sturtevant and Hilary Canavi. They say much of what we are taught about living in a body is focusing on doing things to and on the body, as opposed to for and with the body. I love that quote. Much of what we are taught about living in a body is focusing on doing things to and on the body, as opposed to for and with the body. So body connection brings us back to those experiences we enjoyed as a kid. In those days or moments, the time seemed to just go too fast, since we were so engrossed and absorbed in what we were doing, not being distracted by the mind, our stories, our thoughts, our beliefs, our judgments, but truly being present in our physical here and now body. Body connection is an important step in any healing process, especially when it comes to healing your relationship with food and your body. Body connection makes life more free, more relaxed, more calm, more inspired. Most importantly, body connection allows us to feed our body, both physically and emotionally, in a way that is energizing and uplifting. So how can we improve body connection? Okay, we've talked about what body connection is. We've talked about why it's important. How can we improve our body connection, our physical, especially, but also emotional body connection? How can we improve, you know, how can we continue to muddy or blur that line between mind and body, so that our body connection isn't all about our thoughts and our judgments and our beliefs about our body? It's more truly connected. So we can really start small here, and that's what I would absolutely suggest. And simply being more aware of your thoughts that evoke a sense of discomfort or pain or urgency. So again, like I said before, I want you to stop and think about maybe a time that you were truly connected or truly disconnected. Can you actually identify those times? And maybe you can't now, but moving forward, I want you to just pay attention. Be aware of those thoughts that evoke that sense of discomfort or pain or urgency. And just identify them as that. They're just thoughts. My mind working in overdrive. Simply acknowledging those thoughts helps you bring your mind back to the present moment. And no, this does not happen overnight. This is a practice. If you want to go a step further, try changing those thoughts to be more neutral or even positive if you're ready, which that might take, again, more practice. So if you have a negative thought about your body, instead of, you know, just change that thought to identify the thought as being just a thought, and then change it to be more neutral or more positive if you want. Sometimes for some people, especially myself, I would say it's a little bit more comfortable to change it to be more neutral. So, ugh, I feel so ugly today. Or maybe instead of that, you would change it to be more neutral and just say something like, you know what, I'm just feeling really uncomfortable in my body today. I'm not having a great body day right now. I'm not feeling really great in my body right now. So any of those could be more neutral than the negative comment of just feeling ugly or feeling, you name it, whatever it is. Making it more neutral could be a good step. So body connection might also go, of course, a step further in really practicing body attunement and tuning into your body's needs, including needs for sleep, fluid, food and nourishment, or beyond that, needs for comfort, sexual pleasure, or physical touch, joy, laughter, relaxation. Again, referencing the book Reclaiming Body Trust, some questions are asked about how to identify positive embodiment or body connection. When have you felt positively connected to your body? What activities allow you to get absorbed in the present moment? When do you feel the most alive? What experiences help you feel a sense of belonging in the world? Think about these questions and what do you come up with? So this episode is meant to introduce you to the concept of body connection. So I want to give you some very specific ideas of what you can do today to start connecting to your body. And I already said above, how can you improve body connection? Just simply being aware of your thoughts and maybe turning them into being more neutral or positive if you're comfortable with that. But there's some more. As a reminder, body connection can be physical, mental, spiritual, and so on. So number one, start paying attention to how you speak to yourself. Again, paying attention to your mind. So start paying attention to how you speak to yourself and your body. Is it the same way you would speak to a friend? Remember, your body is the one thing that will be there for you your entire life. So treating it like a friend will help it work for you in ways you may have never experienced before. Number two, start listening to your body. This isn't easy, especially when you've been distracted by the voices of diets and diet culture for many, if not all the years of your life. But this is an important step that can change your life, and it takes practice and time. It might start with, you know, simply taking breaks throughout the day for maybe 2 to 5 minutes to ask your body, what do you need now? So actually talking to your body and asking, what does it need? What do you need? What do you need right now? Do you need sleep? Do you need to be outside? Do you need fed? Do you need nourishment? Asking your body what it needs. Because here's the thing that is so great about our bodies. When it needs something, it will tell us. It is just our job to identify that need and then give our body that need. Follow through with what it needs. That is body connection. Number three. So more practical tips might look like feeding your body regularly, giving your body rest when needed. That's an important one, right? So when you notice that hint of being tired, you know, of course, if you're at work or if you're somewhere where you can't rest, that's a different story. But if you're able to, you know, take a rest, lay down for a little bit, rest your eyes. Or maybe rest means taking days off from exercise. Or maybe for some, engaging in more movement that feels good. Maybe your body is giving you signs that it needs to move more. So it depends on the person. Some people might need to take more rest days. Maybe others need, you know, to show body connection, want to maybe engage in more mindful movement outdoors or whatever that looks like for you that your body would enjoy. Taking walks in nature. Some other ways to connect with your body that are more practical might include journaling, meditating, going to church or a place where you can take the time to sit and truly engage in your surroundings and feel at peace with life and your body. Getting a massage or giving a massage. Saying no when your body needs a break, taking a bath, swimming laps, or just floating in a pool. So those are some practical tips to really start to practice that body connection and find that connection with your body. Again, muddying the line between your brain and your body. So many times we're living in our heads when it comes to our body. We're just thinking about what we can do to improve it and make it better rather than asking your body, what do you need? What can I do for you? How can we remain connected? So I asked my Instagram followers for their favorite ways to connect with their bodies. And here are some of the responses I received. This is my favorite one. Not drinking anymore has helped me actually be more connected to my body and what it's telling me. I love that one so much. Washing my body in the shower with my hands instead of a loofah at times. And I think that is so amazing. Like, when was the last time you actually touched your body, like truly touched it? Maybe giving yourself a big hug, or like this person said, instead of using a loofah or a sponge or a washcloth in the bath, using your hands and truly feeling, truly physically connecting to your body. Other examples were walking, running, sitting in a sauna, going for walks without my earbuds and listening to nature instead. I absolutely love that one too. It is something that I know I need to practice more. I'm always just putting in earbuds and listening to things when I go for a walk. But wow, if I'm going somewhere new, it'd be nice to just take those things out and truly connect not only with nature, or I guess not only with my body, but also with nature. When things are silent and I don't have something in my ears all the time, I can truly pay attention to my body and then all my surroundings. You know, all of the beauty and the sounds and the wind and the leaves and the birds, the animals, anything. And I can also hear my body swishing and swaying when I don't have my earbuds in. So I love that one so much, going for walks without my earbuds. So those are just some additional ideas for you if you're looking for just simple ways to connect with your body. If you're looking for some more ways, I will put links to these. The body positivity cards are a great way to every day give yourself something new to work on or a new goal to achieve. You can even pick a new card every week if you want. But the cards are broken down into self-care, body image, mindfulness, and self-compassion. And you can just read a new one every day as a way to connect to your body. The Intuitive Eating Workbook, the book Body Kindness, and of course, as I've mentioned a million times, the book Reclaiming Body Trust. And I will put links to all of those in the show notes. I'm very excited too that coming up this August, I will dig into this topic of body connection even further. This was just a really quick preview of body connection, but we're going to dig into it a little bit deeper with body image coach and educator Bree Campos, and I am so excited to have her on the podcast. So just as a recap, body connection, that starts with you really beginning to identify first how you're talking to yourself, what kind of thoughts are you having day to day about your body, and how can you neutralize those thoughts? How can you neutralize those thoughts, or how can you make the way that you talk to yourself a little bit more kind? How can you talk to yourself more like you're talking to a best friend? How can you treat your body like the true best friend that it is, right? Your body is the only thing that will be there for you for your entire life, from the moment you are born until the moment you take your last breath. So find ways to truly connect, and that starts with identifying those thoughts. And again, really blurring those lines between the mind in the body. Find that physical or emotional or spiritual connection with your body. And that might look different for everyone. But I've given some practical tips on what that might look like for you or how you can improve your body connection. And I'm sure as you listen to this, you're probably coming up with way more ideas. But just know that body connection isn't something that just happens overnight. It is a journey. It is a practice. And it might even be something that you're practicing for the rest of your life. I mean, for sure, you're healing. You're working on this body connection piece for the rest of your life. And you might have moments when you go back to old ways where you're judging and overthinking. But just having that ability to identify those thoughts and bring yourself back to the moment, back to the here and now, that's the practice. And then what can you do to get more connected to your body? Nourish your body. Give it what it needs. Listen to your body. That's body connection. All right. So before I end today's episode, I want to end with a favorite new product or recipe, which today I have stuffed peppers with beef, cheese, and I actually added beans to this as well. And you can also use this recipe with vegetarian ground beef. I use the Morningstar ground beef crumbles. But I made this the other day. I'll put the link in my show notes. And I will tell you, I did not think that my kids would eat it. I just thought I wanted to make stuffed peppers. I'm going to make them. I will not say they devoured these, but they did not push them aside. They actually tried them. And Paige said she really liked it and wants me to make them again. So yay, that was a win. And I found them very delicious as well. So I'll put the recipe in the show notes for you if you want to check that out. That's it for today. Coming up on April 22nd, I will be talking with dietitian Paula Gallagher about IBS and probiotics. It's a great addition to the last episode on gut health. Until then, treat yourself with the respect you deserve. Be the best friend you've always wanted. Reach out to me at any time on Instagram at nutritionunmeasured or via email at trustyourbodyrd@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening and come back again soon.